KETX 98.9, we are live in Studio 1A, and I am Trina. Good afternoon. Welcome, our Concert Club members. Wow. And our artist today performing for us, Wild Bell, here. So glad to have him back. So we're going to get into a song. Natalie, I heard you say that you were somewhere this morning, and there's some people here who saw you this morning. Where were you?
Oh.
Was that?
I was in the van.
I was just eavesdropping on people. But yeah, so we got Wild Bell in the studio. We'll talk more about that. I was wondering how you knew that this...
Oh, you know, because we saw them last time we were in town.
Oh, last time, because she said it was good to see you again.
And Levon, looking good.
Yeah, got a kid in the audience. All right, so we're going to hear a tune from Wild Bell, and it's KETX 98.9.
Lift this veil of tears from your eyes. There's no more use in crying. Skies. I shot her down last night.
KETX 98.9, live from Studio 1A, Wild Bell, and the title track to the new album, Dreamland. Cool. How's it going? How's the tour going? You guys have been everywhere and here a few times since then.
We like to come to Austin every week, if possible.
It seems like it. And we're excited to have you. The band was with us during South by Southwest at the Four Seasons. And some people who are here now were there, so that was cool. And they're coming back to see you. And, well, there's also a sold-out show tonight at Parrish. And so anyone tuning in, you're getting an exclusive here, because you're not going to be at the show unless you get tickets. So that's good.
We might be able to work something
out. Well, that's cool. Yeah, just call the band. Well, we have
Text me.
Elliot and Natalie Bergman, and of course, their brother and sister. So cute.
Yeah. We are not cute.
You're so cute. So cute. But you guys have a whole band with you. You want to introduce everybody?
Yep. This is Kellen Harrison on bass guitar. We've got Daniel Villarreal on congas. Quinn Kirchner on the drums. Kiara Lanye singing vocals. Eric Hall on guitar. This is Elliot on baritone saxophone and keyboards, and I'm Natalie Bergman.
Wild.
A little bit more about each member.
Sure, why not? Let's get in deep. Favorite pastimes. I mean, that's what we're here for, to find out more about you. Just all day, as long as you want.
After like four?
Well, the band is here. We've got the new album, Dreamland. I just read that you recorded it in like five different places, all over the place, including Jamaica and New York and Chicago and LA and Nashville, Toronto. Was that on purpose?
Beijing. Or were you just
Beijing?
You just Kuala Lumpur.
Yeah, all those places. Might as well add some. Was that intentional, or were you just out so much you just had to find a spot to
we
get
just,
in?
It took us so many places. You know, we were working with a number of people. We worked with Doc McKinney, who's a great producer from Toronto, and Pat Carney, who plays with Black Keys, and we worked with a lot of people, and their studios are all over the world, so it was a lot of fun making the record.
Yeah, kind of piecing it all together and with different inspirations, I imagine, from different places. I'm not a musician. Is that what happens? Yes or no?
It's funny because sometimes, like, we started the record in Jamaica, and that was kind of where Throw Down Your Guns started, and it, you know, sometimes you'll think, oh yeah, let's go to Jamaica, and then you end up sort of writing. The original version had sort of more of a dusty country vibe, you know, and you're like, well, you know, and then you go to Nashville and do some reggae-influenced music.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, you guys do kind of a lot of different sounds.
We got confused.
Oh, so it was not intentional. It was by accident. Well, we'd love to hear another song. I know you're going to play Throw Down Your Guns, and I've read a lot of things about the song, that it was kind of accidentally political, but you kind of went with it because it was something that you believed in as far as living in a nonviolent world.
Yeah, whenever you say something, you know, the words are powerful, and so if you're singing Throw Down Your Guns over and over and every night, you know, you want that to mean something and have some sort of impact in the world, and so when we were thinking about the video for this song, we thought, what can we do that would be powerful and kind of a statement of peacemaking? And so we got a bunch of weapons and bullet casings, and we melted them down and made some bells out of them. And
yeah, so, saw you with a flamethrower in the video.
Yeah, it was pretty tough, right?
It was. I like it. I like your stance on it too. That you're not necessarily anti-gun per se, but more anti-violence. You're just like melting things. And well, you come from Chicago, so that's, you know, we all know, like, it's got kind of problems there.
Yeah.
Well, all over, but that's a place that, you know, has these problems. So, you know, it's nice to think of love instead of weapons and violence. In my opinion, now kick it.
You want to count this up?
3, 2, if you're ready. Wild Bell in Studio 1A on KUTX.
Throw down your guns, throw down your guns, in the name of love. I put my hands up, Throw down your guns, throw down your guns in the name of love. Is this a messed up situation? I'm feeling like a mental patient. Tell me why my heart can't stop misbehaving. Gambling won't ever save me. I run around with the ramen for days. I'm looking for all that it takes to get wasted. Give me a hit of amnesia so that I can forget that I need you. Give me morphine to make it much easier.
Live in Studio 1A with Wild Bell. KUTX 98.9, and the band's going to perform another song, but it's going to be off the air, and we'll have all three tunes up on our website at KUTX.org, as we do. But Nobody Move, Nobody Get Hurt, we've heard that one before, but I loved how you incorporated it into your song, and I'm loving the new stuff and all the sounds, and it's really, really great. So congratulations.
Thank you so much.
On the new album, and we just heard this week the lineup for Austin City Limits Music Festival, and I don't know if you know, but you're coming back to Austin.
We'll be back a few times before
that. A few times before that, too. Weekly. So when you find out, did you know you were coming to the festival? You knew, okay, because I don't know, you know.
No idea.
It just trickles down. Idea. Someone will tell you, you know, 2 days before, you're going, I don't know, just trying to figure out what a musician's life is like. So you knew, okay, that's good.
We know some things.
Where are you going tomorrow? Pop quiz.
Houston.
Okay. Well, cool. Well, maybe people can check them out somewhere else because they're not going to check them out at the Parish tonight. It's a sold-out show, and appreciate you all coming by and spending more time with us. And
I wonder if we could do some sort of giveaway on the radio show right now.
Okay, let's do it. I'm ready. You want to give away some tickets?
Let's give
a couple spots.
First person to show up here with a bell.
You're making it really difficult.
No, but let's do a ticket giveaway.
Yeah, we can.
Yeah.
Call 47162. No, that's our that's our membership drive number. It's still in my head somewhere. Our
call that too.
Request line is 4712345, which is even easier. So what? A couple spots plus ones.
Yep.
What do you think?
Four tickets plus one. We're
figuring it out right here. What? I meant like two pair. Okay.
We have to ask our guitarist and tour manager how many spots we have.
I think our list is pretty tight tonight, but we could probably make it happen.
Okay, so 4712345. Deidre Gotts in the studio. She's going to pick up the phone, and if anyone wants to go to the sellout show with Wild Bell, they just invited you, so that's pretty sweet. I don't think I've had that happen in here before. Good one, Natalie. A woman's touch. So giving. Well, Wild Bell, thank you so much for coming by KETX. We're going to get the couple winners on the phone. We got a bunch of winners in here already who are enjoying the show. Thanks for coming. Woo! Thanks to Jake Perlman. Cliff in there? He's back in the dark room pushing the buttons. Cliff Hargrove, our engineer. And thanks for listening, KETX.